The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, our emailer Ken had a little different version of a period party. This happened in college. A woman I was banging at the time was a couple of weeks late, and then when it finally happened,
I partied. Nice. Yeah, I had a bunch of those back in my 20s. At least four I can remember. That was a big party.
I would have thrown some of those instead. We had baby showers.
Yeah. Yours took.
Right.
Yeah. I had the same problem.
Yours took.
They went all the way.
I just lucked out, guys. That's all I did. Lucked out. One time I partied, and I don't think the person was happy. I was happy. I think that showed my true colors.
Right. Well, then that one worked out the way it was supposed to.
We ended up not together?
Yes.
And how many of those women you figure had to walk through some protesters?
No. They just had their period. It just didn't take. They were late.
Oh, okay.
No abortions.
You sure?
No, I never paid for one.
Well,
Doesn't mean it didn't happen. I'm all for it. I was ready to, but I didn't.
A special savings account?
Yeah, right.
I did not.
That'd be perfect if, you know, she had to get an abortion and you didn't have to pay for it.
I
would have fallen in love.
I never
paid. First one's on me.
That's a cool chick who pays for her own abortions.
No, I didn't. I didn't have to do that, which is good. I would have, but I didn't have to. But it wouldn't be up to me. It's a woman's choice.
Yeah, but you got some input in the matter.
I would have said what I would have preferred, but you know what? It's not up to me.
I mean, if they ask your input. Because I've been asked before. You don't want to hear the answer.
If you're pregnant, we'll just have to have the baby. That's what you say.
No.
And then you pray that... And you hope that it's just... She's just late.
Yeah.
And then you party when she's late. Craig, you probably had a couple late parties, right?
No, you don't party when she's late.
When she's late. No. When she's
you don't party till it actually
when
happens.
When you find out that she was
that's
only late.
Right. That's what I meant. Only late.
Just late.
Yeah.
Or you have a baby shower like Nick did.
Born on this date, however, dead now, Nelson Mandela.
He'd have been 100?
Yes. Very good.
Obama kicked ass yesterday in South Africa. He actually spoke like a statesman. It was crazy.
Yeah, complete sentences.
Complete sentences, a statesman.
Full thoughts.
That always pissed me off.
Full thoughts and a statesman.
Yeah.
Well, there are other Republicans. Reagan used to do the same thing. I wasn't a big fan, but he spoke like a statesman.
He did.
He spoke in sentences.
Yeah, that's what pissed me off, too.
He engaged the crowd.
I just wanted the president to get up there and talk out of his ass for a while.
And lie the whole time.
That's what I like.
That's what I like.
Good.
You're in luck.
Yeah. We just so happen to have one.
Finally.
What are you looking at? You think something behind you there? You're afraid of some Republican
like
walking in?
Looks like the door's almost
you?
Open. I could hear something out there. Did you not hear anything out there?
I wasn't really listening.
No, I wasn't either. That's why it was odd to me that I heard something out there.
Puss is coming. Maybe something happened.
I was expecting a battering ram.
It did need shut.
I couldn't hear a damn thing. I was shooting through the window.
Check out that video. Did you put it up, Puss?
No, I got to grab it here.
It's amazing.
For ordinary, non-management workers, when accounting for inflation... Wages fell over the last year.
I don't believe it.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Blurv. I've been reading that about the old tax cut. Nobody's making any money. In fact, people are not getting any money except for management and CEOs.
Oh, no. Everyone I talk to is getting several thousand dollars extra in their paycheck.
They're actually not.
You're just not talking to the right people.
True, I'm not.
Right.
Between the Junes of 2017 and 2018, real wages fell by 0.2%.
Every corporation has taken that tax cut and thrown it down to the employees.
Well, this is why...
A lot of them, you know, back in the old days, would just keep the money so they'd be richer. But no, this time around, it's different. They've changed their attitude entirely.
Actually, it's not true. I know you're being sarcastic, but I
the thing was, I'm just going to pretend like that's true.
I saw that. It's one of the reasons Republicans aren't out right now pimping the tax cut, because they know the regular guy is not getting anything.
Yeah,
and it didn't. In the beginning, they were
but
then they
there
stopped.
There were some
kicked in
things that were publicized.
Well, remember when stupid Ryan said that chick in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, get like an extra dollar every month,
and
it pays for like some child care for one day or some
something.
Weird thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody laughed at his ass. She got an extra dollar a week.
Now, to be fair,
in
May and June of this year, workers earned more.
All right.
But that's because they worked more hours.
Yeah. I've heard that happens. You get more in your paycheck, you work more hours. If you're allowed that more hours, you know.
That's always a difficult choice, because I'll do that to try to get overtime. You're like, the bigger check is nice, but you're like, but I really hate this place, and I don't want to be here any longer than I have to.
I got a buddy of mine that does that, too. He could actually work 5 days as a truck driver, but he works 4 days and a couple extra hours, but he just could go in that fifth day.
Mm-hmm. Is he hourly then? Not salary?
No, he makes a decent living, but he could go in that extra day, but he says, you know what, I need the money, but I don't want to go in.
Right. Sometimes even when you need the money, it's not worth it. You need some peace of mind.
Right.
Now, economists have been figuring that as joblessness drops, you know, we're at 4% unemployment now, companies will be forced to push up wages to attract and retain workers.
See what that
is not true.
Did you see that collusion thing?
So now
thing
they're
among
beginning
the...
to figure out that this is just the new normal.
Yep. You see that collusion thing that those fast food companies were doing back east somewhere?
No.
Some city, they were saying, they were like the baseball guys. They called each other, and if employees, they weren't hiring other employees from their fast food joint for more money.
Were these
like, so say you were owned at McDonald's, and I'm not throwing these people under the bus because the local management was doing this, and you pay a certain amount an hour, and Burger King was offering more. The Burger King guy wasn't going to pay, would not steal your employees.
Oh, yeah.
And vice versa. Yeah. So it was a big collusion to keep all fast food wages down in that area. So you couldn't go to another fast food joint to make more money because they wouldn't pay you that because they knew you were coming from another place.
These were just franchisees in a certain city.
Franchisees in a certain city. I'm not throwing other people. I'm not throwing the companies on the bus, but they got busted for that.
You know,
well, get my order right if you want more money.
You know what city that was?
No, I saw the story. It was pretty interesting. But they got snagged. I don't know what happened to them, but they got snagged.
Now, here's another part of the issue. Central banks like the Federal Reserve treat wage increases... but as a source of inflation, and so we should not do it.
Yeah, but tell somebody that's making $8 an hour.
Exactly.
And you don't, let's not
but
pay,
the
let's
Federal
not pay
Reserve
15.
Says, no, that's inflation.
Yeah, well.
No, pay somebody.
Yeah.
They also say that these exceedingly large companies, for example, in e-commerce, warehousing and shipping, these companies are responsible for a very large proportion of new hiring.
Well, they were saying
and they enjoy inordinate market power to hold down wages because they are so huge.
That's what they're blaming Bezos for that too. We got an email about that yesterday that, you know, he's not paying his employees.
Yeah, exactly.
He's that's not really throwing
that's
it
part
around.
Of the deal.
Right.
So, there's that. You're welcome.
I worked at a pharmacy that was affiliated with one of the big national pharmacies, and they pulled us into a meeting, and they're like, the company made $5 billion this year. And I was like, what are they doing with that money?
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, they're like, we're investing it in the company. Like,
Every company I've been with, and also people like everybody, every company, people go into a meeting where they talk about the company making a bunch of money to people that aren't getting money because of it.
Right.
And I don't know, where's there a disconnect there? Why do you tell people that?
Yeah, unless
it's not
you're
really
saying, hey, we're
that.
Giving you more money
you.
Because we
Thank
did this.
I think
here, this is coming back. You get a bonus
I've
or
seen that. You know,
getting paid more. It drove me nuts.
I've seen that. And before our bosses yell at us, I know Todd and I do fine. That's not the thing. But I've seen it. I actually sit in meetings for people I know aren't making a bunch of money. And they brag about the money they're making. I'm thinking, oh, that's not really fair to anybody here.
Right.
But I see. I know it happens in companies everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. All over the place. Yeah. Hey, we're making a ton of money. But hey, I'm not. Can I get some more money? I'm like, no. You can't. We can't give you any money.
The reason we're making a ton of money is because we're not paying dicks like you.
Right.
You understand?
Dicks like you.
Yeah.
I love when they point to people. Yeah. And I hate when they say dicks like you in corporate meetings. And dicks like you.
Don't you understand?
Dicks.
That's why we're in the black.
Are you going to the dicks like you meeting? Yep.
Yeah.
It's off. You're like, you said billion, right? Billion.
Right.
At the mattress firm, they are hiring what they call a snooze turn.
We got some beds from mattress firm back in the day. Good stuff.
They to help its social media team talk about product launches and assist customers in selecting the ideal bed. The intern will be responsible for testing beds.
She's got to be hot. Just make her hot.
Or it could be a dude.
Because those stores are wide open, beds laying everywhere. Just have a hot chick and a lingerie laying there.
The intern, intern will be responsible for testing beds, creating written and video reviews for the website, offering sleeping tips. The job is part-time, but the applicant must be proficient in napping, regardless of time of day.
We could do that.
Where do I apply?
Our time of day would be specific, though.
It would.
I could intern from like 11 to 12. But lucky 12:31.
Then you'd have to blog about your nap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's saying, I could take that job because I could use some extra meth money. And you get there, I can't sleep.
I was telling the story about your adjustable bed, Todd. the electricity went off, stuck in the upright position.
Yeah,
I love that story.
That's good.
Because I have an upright, I have one of those kind of beds too, like Todd does. And I have mine up too, watching TV a lot. If you had to roll off into the side with the flat side.
That's funny. Very definition of a
first world problem. Yeah. It was, yeah.
He just stretched across the foot like a dog.
Somebody's laying on a hut on straw, and Todd's bed froze upwards. And he had to roll over onto the side with his wife.
Locked into the upright position.
I'm surprised your wife didn't just like, get off me. Go to the couch.
No, I kind of went fetal.
To get off. Did you go down to the bottom of the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't roll over on her side. It was flat.
Well,
she didn't want you over there.
I think I used part of that.
Okay.
But that was infringing on the dog's territory.
She went fetal at the bottom of the bed?
Pretty much.
Pet your head? Oh. Todd and the dog sleep at the bottom of the bed.
You don't have a guest room? Where there's another bed?
Yeah, I could have done that. Yeah. But I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to move. I was comfortable.
I guess. It seems like it would be more comfortable to just go to the other bed. Like, I don't think your wife would be mad at you.
No.
No, she'd miss me.
No.
Of course she would.
No.
Todd?
No, I'm not thinking
Todd?
So.
Todd?
It is just not the same.
Todd?
Without me.
Laying at your feet.
You miss the snoring and farting.
Yeah.
Women miss that.
All that.
It's the ambiance.
In the interest of science, and you know we are interested in science, we want to help science.
But they're all morons.
They are.
Because I just don't believe them.
Researchers at the University of California, San Diego.
Morons, a lot of them.
The whole lot of them. They are inviting members of the public to help them find out how long to wait before driving after smoking marijuana.
Oh, did they have like a 6,000 volunteers?
Yeah.
Dr. Tom Marcotte, the professor of psychiatry and co-director of the CMCR, told ABC 15.
I'm just going to ask you guys, when do you think, what is the safe, what do you remember in the past, don't add alcohol to this, so Todd's out, and what do you remember back in the day when you used to drive impaired? Because you know what, if you're a certain adult, you probably drove impaired back in the day, and now you don't want to do it anymore because it's very dangerous.
You don't.
So
no.
What was your definition, Craig? How long did you wait? But if you had to do this test today, and you just 2-3 hours?
I would reevaluate after maybe an hour and a half, or 2.5.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
I would reevaluate at some point.
Okay, yeah.
Every couple hours, unless I was out of weed, then I'd get in the car immediately
to go get
some more weed.
I wouldn't want to be high at all driving.
I know that, but you probably have before, right? Back in the day?
Yeah, okay, I get so paranoid, though. Every intersection I go through, I'm just like bracing for impact.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's awful.
That's because the light's red. Dumbass. Bracing for impact.
Well, it's all great. Yeah, I just expect somebody to bronze.
So they really want to know that, so it's
so they want to know, if you smoke this morning, are you impaired throughout the day? Are you impaired for a couple hours? Are you not impaired? They're trying to answer that. They
but
say
isn't
it's hard.
That... But once again, we always say that you should take a drunk driving test before you get your license.
Right. That's a case-by-case basis.
It totally is.
That's what they're trying to figure out.
Right, because one guy can have all the tolerance in the world.
Yeah, and if I smoked with you guys, I couldn't drive because I don't have any tolerance.
They say it's hard to pinpoint whether THC can impact a person's ability to drive as levels of this can be present in a user's system, but then also have no effect. Like if you smoked last week, it's still in your system,
right.
but you are not affected.
Right. That's the trouble they're having with the, with DUIs when it comes to marijuana, right?
So they're looking for healthy adults who have smoked cannabis in the past. Participants will be asked to smoke cannabis and then complete driving simulations.
Dude.
They will also be tasked with completing a performance assessment on an iPad to measure their memory, attention, and motor control. So far, 180 people have been recruited for the study. They need 80 more.
Well, you said healthy people. I bet there's some unhealthy people showing up, too.
Be that as it may.
Dude, you're high and you're really not that healthy.
Do I drive my car?
So they want to figure out how long it takes an individual to regain their normal mental faculties after smoking the marijuana. A study published in 2015 suggested that drinking alcohol impairs a driver much more severely than using cannabis.
But once again, if you sat down with somebody that doesn't drink vodka, and you drank vodka, and they drank vodka, you'd win that battle.
Easily.
You know, I know I could. I mean,
yes.
I know Todd could.
Yes.
I can drink a lot of vodka and be fine.
You can drink more vodka than me
right.
And be fine on the road.
And the other way around, you could be stoned as a bejesus, and if I'm just as high as you are, I'm... Bracing for impact.
There you go. Yes.
So I think that there's going to be a loophole there somehow.
But there's no loophole for alcohol.
No. I don't drive with them that way.
No, I understand.
But I'm just saying that I could drive better than you because
yes.
I drink and
no
you don't.
No question.
Right.
No question.
And the other way around, you could kick my ass.
No question.
Yeah. Sounds like a competition, but we need a simulator.
Right.
There is no equivalency, though.
Let's do it with a simulator.
Yeah, we can't. There's no real equivalency.
No, you're right.
Of I've drank this much, so you smoke this much.
It'd be a hell of a weekend.
Oh, yeah. And then we try to, okay, now I'm going to do yours, you do mine.
Yeah.
Let's combine them.
Friday night we drink, Saturday night we smoke.
Any more quarters? Because the machine can take quarters. We'll just do it at the local arcade. Some driving machine. You guys got to leave.
Right, that would have to be the next study.
We get our Uber home.
Right. How much would you have to smoke to equate to being this drunk?
And once again, they're different buzzes.
Yeah,
it's different buzzes.
It's a different deal.
Yeah.
Different deal. The Sacramento Bee is reporting on a 28-year-old man who contacted police in Redlands, California. He had to tell police that he was stabbed on the street that morning.
Wait for the mugshot here coming up, folks, on the social media.
That man told officers that he'd been walking down the street when someone ran up behind him and stabbed him multiple times in the back without warning. Using surveillance video from security cameras around, police tracked down 51-year-old Cynthia Christine Molina and arrested her on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. That's when they discovered the man that had been stabbed had earlier exposed himself to Molina at the park. The man then fled, pursued by Molina, who caught up to him after a brief argument. She stabbed the man and ran away.
Now, if you see the face, Craig had a good point. She doesn't look like the kind of woman that would be upset by it, but we're assuming that she was upset that he didn't show her what she wanted to see. Like, needle. You know,
right.
She chased him down, stabbed him because
right.
She doesn't look like she'd be offended by it. The mugshot's pretty brutal.
But she was offended.
Yeah.
And she chased his ass down.
That's all you got? And then
and
she
stabbed him.
It's a that's all you got mugshot.
I'm going to bring the heat.
If you're going to whip it out, I want to see something. And that stuck to the tape, right? Sorry.
No, because you got the music playing. Stupid
music.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank Paul Mercurio. The new show on Off-Broadway is Permission to Speak with Paul Mercurio.
That's
if you're
the,
in New York City, go to the
Jerry Orbach Theater.
He's dead.
He's dead now.
Yeah, in New York City.
I just love that. Paul's not going to hear too much from us. The guy's off Broadway, and we're giving him crap.
I know.
I mean, because the theater's called the Jerry Orbach Theater. But he's a friend, very funny dude. And if you're in New York City, go see the show. And he'll be at the Funny Bone coming up, too, at the end of the year. Nice. Our buddy Chris Porter's at the Funny Bone this week. He'll be on the studio with us tomorrow, funnybone.omaha.com.
Supposed to talk to Bobcat today, but he's busy. He's deluged.
Nick, you got a gig or you're working extra hours?
No, I'm going to a week-long baton tournament in Indiana.
Oh, for your daughter or just by yourself?
Well, both. But she's competing. And
oh, just hand
I'll
out,
be,
you can hand out period
you'll
party.
Be in the next town over.
Party cards.
I'll be throw up I'm the party planner now. So
the kid is your excuse. Right.
Then. How you doing? Next period party.
I was looking for some vacation plans for next week. I really haven't made any. So
yeah, well, fun.
I will be there.
In South Bend.
All right, batons, Indiana. I'm there.
You should have a daughter if you're there, or they're going to kick you out.
I got Nick.
Help me hand out period
Uncle
party
Todd's
cards.
Here. Yeah.
Uncle Todd. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2018 Scripps Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.